Yo, new phone, who this? It's the mad chronically ill girl, bitch.
I am the mad chronically ill girl. And you guys, I'm just so angry today. I mean, you guys just have no clue. You know, it's been a little bit rough with me coming, doing the show sometimes and having a lot of the health problems that I have. But I enjoy sitting here in this chair talking to you guys and making the show what it is today, and seeing how far I've come from some of my first episodes to where we are now. You guys have really stepped up. You have upped your game. You're supporting, and I just want to thank you guys. But I don't want to get too much into the mushy stuff. Let's get into the episode today. And just really quickly, I just wanted to make an announcement about the George Floyd verdict. If you've been, you know, sleeping under your wheelchair or, you know, a rock, you know that Derek Chauvin, the officer that was charged with killing George Floyd, was found guilty on all three counts yesterday. And the reason why I bring up George Floyd is that it does have something to do with today's topic, today's episode. So we will get there in a moment. We also want to mention that 33 to 50% of use of force incidents involving the police also happen to be against people with disabilities, right? So again, you know, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Okay. So also with COVID-19, the guys, we're rounding the corner on this thing. I don't like to make the show political, but seems like we got the right person in the chair in the Oval Office. And make sure you just keep wearing your mask. Your girl is fully vaccinated now. I still wear my mask when I go out. But I have an obligation to you not to get you sick, just as you have that same obligation to the people around you. So make sure that you're not just wearing your mask, that you're out getting vaccinated. You know, it wasn't that bad for me. Y'all know I have lupus and asthma and everything going on, but I really didn't have an issue. I mean, I had a bit of an allergic reaction to the shot, but nothing that a little bit of drill couldn't fix. You know, I just knew that, hey, I'd rather be itching and scratching than coughing and wheezing, okay? So make sure you guys go out and get that done. Let's put COVID-19 in our rear mirror for once and for all. Okay, and another topic that we're going to be getting into, along with talking about Social Security, I know that's a very popular, but kind of boring, but still popular, something we need to talk about, along with life insurance, you know, that's an important thing. So make sure we're going to bring that up. Don't miss that. It's very important. No one wants to talk about the last day of your life, but let's make sure it's going to be the first thing we talk about on our next episode or on future episodes. Okay, so you feel me? All right, let's get into this. We got a special story for you today. So if you're busy right now, I'd like to give you a chance to put down whatever you're doing, and I want you to hear me out. But I'm going to ask you guys to do something. If you're driving, I ask that you don't, you know, follow this exercise. Wait till you get home. And likewise, if you're operating heavy machinery. So I'd like you to close your eyes for a moment and listen to the sounds around you. Listen to the voices of your loved ones. The inflection in their voices rising and falling as they talk, cry, and laugh. Listen to the sound of your cat or dog walking around the house. Your bird flapping his wings. Your grandfather watching game shows in the back. The way your shower drips. The way the house settles. Or how the window rattles when the wind starts to blow. Now imagine the silence. Imagine all of that going away You're at a loss. You're confused. You're all over the place. What happened to the sound? It's like your television suddenly went on mute. You can see the mouths moving of the characters you are watching, but you can't understand a word they're saying. You can't hear them. It's disturbing. What's going on? What happened? I don't understand. Now, imagine someone grabbing you by the arm and shoving you down on the ground or in your home or on the street, and you look up to the face of the person that's supposed to help you. You know this person. Mr. Rogers, if you lived in that same time period that I did, he told you to look for the helpers. This is a police officer sworn to protect and serve. This officer is here to help you, right? Now imagine him shoving you down to the ground again for, air quotes, not following instructions. But why? You're deaf, you're hearing impaired. And his mouth is completely covered by a mask due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and you can't read his lips. Her name is Andrea Hollingsworth. On April 7th, 2021, she was waiting in a car with her 11-year-old twin daughters. She is a deaf woman or hearing impaired and cannot read lips. That day, she went to an ex-friend's house for money that she felt was owed to her, but instead of getting her money, her friend called the police. Latrina Jones said that she was being stalked and harassed. So she called the police, and that's when they showed up. They confronted Ms. Hollingsworth in her car, and the confrontation begins here.
Let's go. Let's go. You can record, I'm recording too, but I need you to come in front of my car.
Well, why does she have to do it? What's
happening? I'll have you come with me so you can talk. Ow, ow, come on, come on. Let's go. Come on.
I can't hear you. I want to know for Abby.
No, she just wants to know what happened.
She will sit down on the curb and I'll let her know. I will let her know as soon as she sits down. Now, you're here because a friend of hers is saying she's out here stalking and harassing.
She's not stalking. She just needs...
I don't know what the truth is, but have her sit down. Have her sit down.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's fine, but I need you to sit down. Sit down. Sit down or I will sit you down. Sit down. Don't do that stuff. Okay?
She's kind of too insecure.
It doesn't matter to me. What I need to know is I'm investigating something. I just need to be safe. That's all there is to it, okay?
She's just over here because she needs her money back from her friend.
That's what I'm trying to find out, but you see how we need to get there. Sit. Don't be getting away. What is she doing?
She's just not doing anything.
Okay, well, she's not following directions is what's not happening. It's very simple. Does she have ID? I need ID.
Bobby.
ID?
What?
Yes, ID. Yeah, in the car.
Okay. So, nope. Sit. She'll get it.
She don't know.
That's fine. Hey. Okay, we'll get that later. Sit down. Down. Sit. Sit down. Put your hands behind your back.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Don't. Tell her to put her hands behind her back. Tell her to put her hands behind her back.
I'm sorry. Hey! Shut the phone. Hey, Patsy, shut the phone.
You have a video later.
Wow.
Andrea live streamed that incident to Facebook. That was pretty hard to watch. According to the Department of Justice and the ADA, family members should never be used or interpreted unless there is an emergency. The officer asked her distraught 11-year-old twins to interpret for him. When she didn't respond to his commands, the officer got physical. Can one of you talk some sense into her? He asked, his mouth still covered. Officers would later determine that no crime was committed and that this was just a civil dispute. Then she was released. But Andrea would say something quite different, and she said that her children saved her life. Regarding police encounters, the ADA states in part, agencies must give primary consideration to providing the aid or service requested by the person with the hearing disability. Agencies cannot charge the person for the communication aids or services provided. When interpreters are needed, agencies must provide interpreters who can interpret effectively, accurately, and impartially. Police say Hollingsworth was only detained for a short period of time for failing to comply with officers' requests during the investigation. They also issued the following statement: this department will make every effort to see that its employees communicate effectively with people who have identified themselves as deaf or hard of hearing. And I'm going to read something that Andrea, Ms. Hollingsworth, had said. She said, I saw the police car pull up. And she's signing this, obviously. And the cops started speaking to me. I couldn't understand. They depended on my kids and said they wanted my kids to interpret now. I told them no. They needed to use a pen and paper. I can't hear you. They kept speaking angrily and we couldn't communicate. After that, they pulled me and I was like, what's happening? Can you explain to me why? What's happening? They kept speaking with their masks on and I was frustrated. The kids told me to sit down, but I wanted to know why and what happened. They pinned me to the ground. My kids were crying. They saw it all. I'm like, it's unbelievable. Now, I was able to pull up some information about Andrea Hollingsworth, and this is some information that I got from a source, dailymoth.com, dailymoth.com. And I found out that she was already known to many in the deaf community because she was in a stud model project competition. And she did an interview about it in 2019. And was also recently featured in an American Greetings e-car video along with her daughters in the famous deaf actress Marley Matlin. And some of the people over at Daily Moth spoke with the National Association of the Deaf, and they said it was a horrendous situation. And here's a statement from them. The NAD is aware of this outrageous mistreatment of Andrea Dre Hollingsworth. And based on the limited information available, we believe that law enforcement officers failed to provide effective communication as mandated by the ADA or the Americans with Disabilities Act, as well as the Rehabilitation Act. We are investigating this matter and cannot comment further. And that was from the CEO of the NAD, and that was Howard Rosenblum. Also, the website, they reached out to the Eisenberg and Baum Law Center for deaf and hard of hearing because they had, you know, experience with winning lawsuits with ADA against police officers. And the owners of this particular website asked, were there any potential ADA violations? And Andrew Rosinski, who's an attorney and the co-director of the Deaf Law Center, says, yes, when I saw the video, there's clearly a violation of ADA. You cannot use children as interpreters. This reason is because the situation is very serious. You can't rely on children for this because it can be traumatizing for the children and the parents. You should have a neutral and qualified interpreter providing full access either through VRI or an in-person interpreter. And others had stated that it's important that police and professionals understand that relying on children, they don't have the capability to translate for any family member, nor do they have the vocabulary or are they able to explain things properly. And this could lead to misunderstandings. The ADA Title II ensures that government and police don't discriminate against deaf people or other disabilities. Section C says that you can't require a deaf person to bring their own interpreter or rely on a person to use as their own interpreter unless specific exceptions are applicable. But this is more strict with children. The only way you can use children is if there is an emergency or a life or death situation. Other than that, the law is clear and it says you cannot use children as interpreters. And this is exactly what happened with that officer. If you clearly hear him, he's admonishing Miss Hollingsworth and telling the children that they have to, you know, interpret for their mother, which is absolutely ridiculous and outrageous. And, you know, as far as police brutality, I want to dedicate this episode to so many people of the hearing impaired and deaf communities. I just want to mention a few of them now. 2 years ago, Robert Kim pulled over to fix a flat tire just before slipping into a diabetic episode. He was seated on the grass when a police officer arrived. Robert Kim tried to make the officer aware that he was deaf, that he had trouble speaking, and that he was in diabetic shock. Instead of contacting paramedics, this officer and others beat and tasered Robert Kim for failing to respond to their verbal orders. Doctors at the hospital where Kim was subsequently taken assessed his condition as life-threatening. Pearl Pearson, a 64-year-old deaf man, was attempting to show a patrolman a placard saying, "I am deaf," when they pulled him over from his car, brutally assaulting him and dislocating his shoulder and swelling his eyes. He almost lost his eyesight. Immediately following the assault, the officer's dashboard camera reveals officers cursing after they run a check of his license to find out that he was deaf. They even laughed about it, guys. You can watch this video on YouTube. The district attorney announced that the patrolman involved would not be charged for the brutal attack on the same day that he charged Pearson, who was resisting arrest. A deaf man named Edward P. Miller was shot by a Florida sheriff's deputy after apparently shouting too loud during an argument with an employee of a towing company, and many deaf people aren't unable to regulate their voices. So many deaf people use their eyes and hands to communicate as opposed to hearing people who more often rely on their ears and voice. They use body language and facial expressions are key components of sign language. And it's not uncommon for people to communicate through sign language to create a bit of space between themselves and the other person to ensure that the person has full view of their hands, body, and face. Officers who misunderstand these and other components of deaf culture and communication, they could feel threatened and choose to retaliate. And when police departments ensure that officers are aware of and sensitive to varied modes of communication, this will not only protect the deaf community, it will increase the safety of officers. Let me say this. The hearing impaired are the unheard victims of police brutality, guys. Some have even been accused of throwing up gang signs when they were simply trying to communicate. I mean, we used to use deaf and dumb, right? as terms used in the past to describe people who were hearing impaired. But thankfully, we don't use those terms anymore, and they're not deemed acceptable by a civilized, more tolerant society. You know, I mean, we just don't use that language anymore. I mean, so we've gotten to the point where we don't call people deaf and dumb, but we seem to can't understand that people with hearing impairment need special, they don't need special treatment. They need to be treated with their disabilities in mind, okay? We need to train our officers because our communities deserve better, guys. We don't need to become another oops and have people make excuses for our deaths. They see things like, well, what was the officer supposed to do? Like, he moved his hands this way and he couldn't hear the command when they told him to drop down. Are these reasons for executions? Go back. Go back to the beginning when I told you that you couldn't hear a thing and you were thrown down to the ground. And now this officer's telling you to lay flat, but all you see is his lips moving. You're sweating. You're nervous. You're looking around. Someone assigned for you what he wants, but it's never going to come. All the faces around you are covered up. I mean, it's like a bad sign out of the Twilight Zone, okay? I think I saw that episode. And you're sitting there and you want to do the right thing, but that thing needs to be communicated to you so that you can understand. I mean, would you shout Greek to a person that speaks Mandarin? Would you shout German to a woman that speaks Spanish? Of course you wouldn't. People often scream at hearing impaired people as if that's going to help, or tell you, hey, I can read Braille. You don't read Braille, you're hearing impaired. You're not blind or visually impaired. But none of that can help you now because you have a gun in your face. You're frantic. You want to understand what's going on around you, but you know some simple things. There's a gun at your head and you need to make the right decision here. You're sitting there and time is ticking as you can clearly see his body language. I mean, you know this officer is angry. His spit is landing on your face. A gun is pointed at you. You try to tell him, but he completely ignores your signing. He completely ignores that, you know, you're afraid, you're scared. And your actions and your movements are making him afraid and him scared. You don't know what he wants you to do. So instead of laying down, you stand up. Wrong move. Did you deserve that? Simply because you couldn't hear what he had to say? Do your children deserve to pick out your casket? Is that what civilized societies do? But hey, we stop calling them deaf and dumb, right? Progress. And with that, guys, make sure you follow us on our social media accounts. If you haven't done it so far, I am urging you, I order you to go right now and sign up at Patreon. Donate to our show for as little as a dollar. Support disabled content creators of color, please. Every little bit helps us keep going here, okay? I'm a one-woman show, but I'm showing up and showing out for you. Also, follow us at Twitter at ChronicallyThe. We also have merchandise, so show your love. Ask us how you can get a special custom design t-shirt with our logo today. And that's it, y'all. I'm the Mad Chronically Ill Girl, and I'm not just angry. I'm tired. Stay woke. Stay mad. And most of all, stay alive. And the desire.